What you missed on The Breakfast Huddle with Elliot Danker, Yasmin Yonkers, and Ryan Huang. Only on Money FM 89.3.
According to research by Carlson Wagonlit Travel, even though 36% of Singaporeans express concerns about safety at hotels, more than a quarter, or just about 28% of Singaporean business travelers, they're happy to sacrifice safety for hotel loyalty and rewards incentives.
So you change the hotel brand, and you put maybe the location of the hotel or the reputation of its safety secondary.
Travelers in the Americas are likeliest to do so.
Okay.
39% of them. Europeans, 34% of them. Travelers from the Asia Pacific, 28%.
Yeah.
Would you sacrifice your safety for loyalty or perhaps rewards incentives?
I think the hotels that I know or that I subscribe to for the loyalty and rewards incentives tend to be very good brands.
Mm.
So they should be relatively safe hotels.
They should be safe, right?
Yeah, I would trust the brand to take care of me more than like the reviews.
Okay.
Yeah. So I guess I would be in this category.
You know what? We need more detail.
Oh,
we need better explanation. We've got Veronique Lesko, Vice President of Sales, Asia Pacific, roommate by Carlson Wagonlit Travel in the studio with us. Good morning, Veronique.
Good morning, Elliot.
So can you give us some clarity, Veronique, on which region Singaporean business travelers tend to visit the most? And can you recommend whether they are safe or unsafe?
Yeah, so Singapore is a big hub for travel.
Yeah.
So there's a lot of travel intra-Asia Pacific mostly. And then, of course, we see a lot of travel to North America and Europe mostly. Are these safe or unsafe? Well, you know, you said it all earlier, I guess. There is safety is relative.
Yes.
So I can't really tell you if that place is safe or that other place is safe. But what is important is the perception on safety when you go to a place, which can differ from one corporate traveler to another.
But in this study, you seem to have specific statistics on where Singaporeans seem to think it is safe or unsafe. So how do you define safety? I know you say it's according to perception, but there must be some sort of markers on this.
Yes, absolutely. In fact, before I came here, I lived in the Middle East.
Yeah.
And I attended a conference about risk in particular. And I remember hearing this risk expert who was explaining that it's safer to send an experienced corporate traveler to a risky place than to send an inexperienced corporate traveler to
Singapore,
a place that we think is safe. Exactly.
Okay.
So that's why I was mentioning that it is relative.
Yeah, because the dodo might make a mistake of not locking the hotel room or just leaving, you know, valuables out in the open or something like that. Whereas somebody who's very savvy will make all these mistakes, right? So they're less at risk anywhere they go.
I suppose so. I'm trying to draw reference to my own life. Like, I was told Spain could be unsafe because of pickpockets and all that.
But you knew how to spot them.
I knew how to spot them. Yeah. I had the pouch under my shirt. And thankfully, there were police everywhere, so the pickpockets were not there.
You seriously need to take care of yourselves when you travel, right?
Actually, when people travel, Veronique, how likely are they to expose themselves to vulnerabilities? Any examples?
Well, during the travel, the important thing is to be prepared and to have a checklist to go through before you do the travel. So you need to be prepared, do your homework on the location of the hotel where you're going to. When you arrive on check-in, you might want to go through a list of questions also on check-in and make sure that you go through your safety checklist. And for example, you might want to make sure that when you check in, the person doesn't give out your name loud or give the room number loud.
I see, okay. I'll flash it on a screen and then turn it to the rest of the queue.
I just call Tobiko.
That's right. Your security friend will take care of things. Veronique Lesko is with us. She's the Vice President of Sales of Asia Pacific at Roomit by Carlson Wagonlit Travel. You specialize, of course, in corporate travel, and that's why, you know, you're able to comment on these things. We have a statistic here that says more than a quarter of 28% of Singaporean business travelers say they're happy to sacrifice safety for hotel loyalty and rewards incentives. What sort of loyalty and rewards incentives are we talking about here that they're willing to give up their safety for?
First of all, to answer your first question around incentives, the incentives are mostly around loyalty points and what benefits they can get from going very frequently to one place. They might get some additional benefits for their personal travel. So this is what is important to them.
Mm.
Now, the word sacrifice is, I guess, perhaps the one that seems a bit shocking.
Okay.
And you were mentioning earlier that if you go to a place where you trust the brand, you feel that the brand is going to be taking care of your safety.
Yeah.
So what we believe is that this number here, it is a high number of Singaporeans willing to sacrifice their safety for loyalty points, even though this number is actually lower than Americans, for example, or Europeans.
Yeah.
But what is important here is that the company might think that it is important that they book through one distribution channel so that if something happens, the company will know where they are. Mm. Now, the traveler thinks that they can get more perks by calling, for example, a hotel directly. And, you know, they say, I'm so-and-so, and then they get this VIP treatment. And they think they're doing okay. They haven't put their safety at risk because this hotel is accepted by the company, is part of the list of the accepted hotels and vetted hotels. However, what they didn't do is book through the agreed distribution channel by the company. As a result, if something happens, the company will not know that the traveler is in this hotel.
Okay.
This is where we believe that the traveler is willing to sacrifice safety without realizing he is sacrificing part of his safety, because he or she might not be trackable if something happens. We might not be able to contact him. We wouldn't know where he or she is.
Actually, I want to get another perspective on that. This statistic on Singapore business travelers sacrificing safety, and, you know, in reference to something you mentioned earlier, does it entail both experienced and inexperienced travelers, this 28%?
Yes, the survey didn't make a difference between the two, yeah.
So it does play a part. If, let's say, I'm experienced in going to this area, I just want to stay at this particular hotel because I know the terrain.
You know what it is? We want the best deal.
It's true,
and I think that
if
we are more savvy, you have more access to the best deals, and then you are willing to bypass the official channels. Don't you think?
Yeah, that's a good point.
Something like that. How do Singapore travelers compare, perhaps, with business travelers from other countries around the world? What other ways?
So from a safety perspective, it's not surprising to see that Singaporeans are more concerned about safety and less willing to sacrifice this safety for loyalty. So I was mentioning earlier, the Americans are the ones that would go as far, as well as the Swedish, surprisingly.
Because they're so brave and confident in themselves, maybe.
Yeah, perhaps also because it is well known that the loyalty schemes are very important in North America and in Europe as well.
Okay.
Maybe less so in Asia, where the presence of brands is not as wide in the whole of Asia Pacific as in North America as in Europe.
Absolutely. Okay.
Right. Bringing this back to Singaporeans and how we're always after the best deal. Do you have any standard tips? Even though you're chasing the best deal, make sure you at least adhere to these tips to ensure that you have safety. Would you have any?
Yes, so I was telling you earlier that preparation is the most important. So do your homework. Make sure if you're going to choose this particular hotel that you check the location, you check the reviews. So, for example, we have this one tool internally where we can check what other travelers of our company have said about the hotel. And this is very important from a safety perspective, because you could say, if you go to this hotel, make sure that you don't choose the first floor because there's something happening on the first floor, maybe some renovation or things like that.
Okay. So these are the things to look out for in the feedback section.
Yes.
Oh, very nice.
You know, Veronique, this is a question that is so pertinent, I think, here in Singapore and Southeast Asia. Safety sometimes is also related to stories of haunted hotels. Have you heard that before? That comment about how a hotel perhaps is haunted, not just about whether somebody's going to be robbing you or something like that, but somebody might be spooking you.
Yes, I've been 2 years in Asia.
Yeah.
And
we care a lot about this, don't we, here?
Absolutely. I discovered it when I came here. And I remember when I moved into my house, my neighbors came to see me and told me to avoid that house, which is on that number of the street. And
sure.
I was a bit surprised about that. So I don't have any elements on that one. I think, again, we were talking about perception earlier.
Mm-hmm.
I think that this is not part of our corporate travel world.
Yeah.
But I do acknowledge what you're telling me.
And just be prepared, because I think it might come up in the future.
All right, thank you very much for coming by the studio. Of course, we've been speaking to Veronique Liska, Vice President, Sales, Asia Pacific, rumored by Carson Wagon Lit Travel. Thanks again.
Thank you very much.